Scientists say they're in a race against time. The endangered Franciscana dolphin population off the Argentine coast is shrinking. The dolphins are dying in fishing nets, and scientists are trying to reverse that trend.
20 seconds. 20 seconds.
We basically want to have this done by yesterday. That's a basic need. We need to get this done immediately.
Dr. Martin Mendez is one of the team leaders. He and his colleagues are combining three lines of research. They are catching the dolphins and implanting devices for satellite tracking. They are testing environmental conditions, such as the food supply and water temperature, to better understand why the dolphins choose to live there. And back in New York, Mendez is studying the dolphins on a molecular level by sequencing their DNA to better classify family groups.
We think that we basically completed a very important piece of research. We combined genetic data and environmental data for addressing population structure. That's out already. We're ready to actually incorporate that into a management plan within Argentina.
The team hopes the combined data will paint a very clear picture of the rare dolphins' habitat, allowing scientists like Pablo Bordino to make informed recommendations for their protection. Bordino says the research has spawned some surprising discoveries.
We are finding that these animals are very are residents. You know, these animals they don't like to move a lot. So that result supports the genetic results too. So I think that it's amazing because nobody knew that before, and it was a surprise for us too.
And that could be important. According to Mendez, gillnet fishing in certain areas has the potential to wipe out entire families of Franciscana dolphins.
Basically, the end goal is to be able to preserve Franciscana dolphins as a viable species. This means having viable populations distributed in space. So we're basically doing everything we can, combining all the evidence we can, different tools and different lines of research, to provide the best understanding we can to then put together a sensible conservation plan. So we're basically at this point, we're just throwing science at its best to address this issue.
Mendez says that in recent years, local fishermen and the government in Argentina have been helpful to their mission. Ultimately, though, he believes the fate of the Franciscana dolphin may come down to science. Ben Gruber, Reuters.